All right, hello guys, can you hear me? All right, we're getting there. You guys are getting better about it. You guys are getting better about it. There's still 10 of you. There's still 10 of you, but the rest of you are doing well. All right, about the top 500, looking good. Also, I'm on the tail end of being sick, and I've been in meetings for the last 2 hours, so I've been talking a lot, so forgive my voice if it gives out. If it cracks like I'm a 13-year-old, you are welcome to make fun of me. Look at fucking Jay Amazingness showing up. All right, let's go. Welcome to the Fireside, and I'm here to talk about the thing that you guys have been waiting to hear me talk about, and that is PI. Is everyone ready to talk about PI? Yeah. Let's go. Guys, PI is Jordan the Alliance. In planetary interaction, I know some of you had some negative experiences with it before, but we are excited to have PI in the... Oh, all right. So let's... Let's talk about the elephant in the room. ProGod Legend has joined Goons. This is not a troll. It is a real thing. It's something I'm very excited about. He came to me a little while ago, and he is in Elysium. You can say hi to him. Welcome, PGL. He came to me a little bit while ago, and he said that he's interested in joining. He was basically, I'm going to paraphrase him, but tired of the leadership stuff that he had to deal with, wanted to get back to doing the stuff that he's really good at, which is FCing. Running special stuff, coming up with good ideas. He's one of my favorite FCs, and I love the cultural victory. I love that he likes our leadership, that he likes what we're doing, and wants to come and be a part of the process. So we're going to welcome him with open arms. I know a couple of you are going to be like, hey, I don't like that dude from the war. That's fine. Don't go on his fleets. But I know a lot more of you are going to be like, hey, I want to see what this is all about. Let's see what he does, and he's going to be here. So you're welcome to go on his fleets. You're not required to if you don't want to, but I'm very excited about it. I'm excited about that, what he's going to bring. Dude is a really smart guy when it comes to coming up with new ideas and running special ops stuff, and I'm excited to see what he comes up with for us. So big cultural victory for us. Welcome, PGL, and... I can't wait to see him and Big Bill interacting. That'll be great. He's ready for your memes. He knows you're going to deal with it, but don't be an asshole. If you don't like him, don't go on his tweets, but he's not going to, he knows he's going to get memed by some people. That is not, and I repeat, not the end of the spicy and exciting news, because I got more PI updates. To help us with PI, we are going to bring in a new alliance joining the Imperium. We're going to welcome Shrybog Clade. They are joining the Imperium. They're going to become official members now. If you guys are interested in Pochvin, they're going to be here to help you. Anyone in the Imperium who wants to get involved in Pochvin, Shrybog is now an ally to us. They are now part of the Imperium. And I'm really excited. This is just strength to strength for us. They know a lot about Pochvin, but they also want to get involved in NullSec. They want to give their members the NullSec experience. They want to get involved in the fights. So you want to go to Pochvin? There it is. They want to come join us. Here they come. And to talk about them, to give you a little speed dating, we've got Atra Sokarad on comms with us right now. It's like the number two in Shrybog. The number one can't be here because he's out kissing girls like a total loser. But Atra, you got... First time I mumble. You ready to talk?
Yep. Can you guys hear me? Oh, are things working?
almost did it, guys. Yeah, we got you. Go ahead and tell us a little about Shrybog and joining up and why you're here.
Hi. So I'm Atra. I'm one of the industrial directors for Shrybog Clade. We were formed back in late 2020. Just a brief history. Goons and Shrybog have worked together in a lot of ways, but originally with the flipping of Nyarja for the Triglavian invasions, and things have been pretty good since then. We had a little bit to do with World War B here and there, not a whole lot, but the bigger cooperation ended up when we got into a war with Dreadbomb and RC, and Goons helped us out quite a bit with defending our structures, but unfortunately those all inevitably fell, but, you know, that's the past. In rebuilding, we started to focus more on PvP and work closely together with Crab Swarm, and that went pretty well for a while. Then, you know, that drama happened, and moving on from that. So then we started working closer together with UPG, And we ended up joining RC for a short while building up, but it never really felt right. They were pretty neutral on everything, avoiding war, and the stagnation just didn't feel right for us. So Scotty started talking to Kontan about becoming blue and trying to help the Imperium get involved in Pochvin more. So in closely working with UPG, we've become a pretty dominant force in the region. Kind of a victim of our own success, where Horde doesn't really want to fight us anymore when we bring the heavy armor out. Mostly they just like to crab in their Ishtars, which are hard to catch. So we want to expand operations out into the further ends of Pochvin. Mostly we operate in Cry Veles, and we want to push more into Perun and Svarog, lighter doctrines that can engage further away. So we're trying to also build out the alliance by building a null presence and potentially getting into capital content, other SIGs. We've got some people who are interested in that. And yeah, as mentioned, a strong dislike of Horde due to their actions in Pochvin.
Amen.
They've muscled out smaller groups. They've brought insane blobs. It's pretty nasty when you have, decent good fight PvP environment, and then they just bring like 80 bombers and ruin the day. Yeah, not good. So how can you get involved? We're looking to pretty much maintain the UPG structure, maybe change a few things here and there as decided later. Again, I can't say definitively. That's kind of Scotty's call. But we are looking to mimic that structure quite a bit. And we're looking for a lot of fresh blood. And in addition to the small gang and mid-sized gang PvP battleship brawl environment, mining in Pochvin is insanely good. So if you are a miner and like some spicy mining, come on over to Pochvin. It's good stuff. So things are still in flux, and we're gonna need some time for dust to settle and things get settled out. We're gonna change up the leadership a little bit with HR and all that. But yeah, if you're interested, give us a shout. We'd love to have you.
All
And
right, thanks,
thank you
man.
for the warm welcome.
Yeah, you're very welcome here. And we put you on the spot here. One important question that we ask a lot of people. What's your favorite anime?
Oh shit. I don't know if it counts, but Cyberpunk Headrunners has been fantastic. I've been watching that.
That's not the worst answer you could have given. We'll take it.
It
We'll take
it's been a while.
it. all right, so that is really exciting. I can tell you guys are pretty excited. I told you guys this would be a spicy, spicy, spicy fireside, and it's so spicy I can barely talk. And on that note, I'm gonna throw the mic to someone else. Onkali is talking about our changes to GS frigates. This is a cool program. You might know about it. If you don't, here it is. Onk, you're up.
Hey guys. So GS frigates has long been a part of the Imperium and what we offer to our newbies. But for anyone who's not familiar with it, we basically give free fuck you frigates and also a handful of destroyers out to any new player that wants them. Historically, we've given out one or two frigates at a time, and it's been painful. People have to sit in a channel and do it, and it's just been a challenge for new players to get set up quickly in the Imperium. So I've been working with the team to revamp the product entirely, and we now have a new consolidate program which pulls together all of our free ships program and our skillbooks offering, so that all our new players need to do is go into the forum and request a new frigate pack, which will give them 15 ships, which they can undock in pretty much any fleet, as well as a handful of skillbooks, implants, and loads of stuff to get them started. Within the Imperium. So for those of you guys who are aligned corp directors and HR directors, please push this to any new players that join. And likewise, if you are a new player, then please jump in the forum. I'll spam it in Elysium in a second and have fun.
That's awesome. And another exciting announcement for the fireside next week is that Ankh will be giving out his 1940s World War II walkie-talkie that he uses to talk to all of us to anyone who wants to use it. It's going to be super useful, and it will ruin communications in this alliance.
A new mic is on my Christmas list.
All right. Here's another really exciting thing. We went from concept to pushed out in about 2 weeks. Have you guys checked out the new Goon blog? If you have not, Rom is here. He is our newest director. He's in charge of the Goon blog, and he's going to tell you guys about it right now. Go for it, Rom.
Hey everyone, and I hope you like my voice. The new news site, I don't know if we have a real name for it yet, is up, and it should be a little bit better today. I'm told that it has a less chance of being goon rushed, so everybody go ahead and click on that and check it out. This is going to be a one-stop shop for all of the stuff that you see repinged day after day throughout the week. We're going to put it all in one place, so people won't there'll be less of a chance for people to miss it. I encourage you to, you know, put this in your corp MOTDs, share this with members. We're going to have regular content uploaded with all new policies, all the cool information that you need to know throughout the week, and also battle reports. And I also want to tell some cool stories about goons. So if you come across something that you think, man, someone should write a story about that, please come to me, and we'll see what we can do.
All right, great. That is super. I'm super excited about it. We got this, you know, from the idea to being implemented in 2 weeks. It's amazing. It's great stuff. And for us, that's a breakneck pace, because normally it takes a long time to get actual dev work done. So I'm very happy with how quickly it went. I wanted to talk to you guys about something. This is just more of a philosophical thing, I guess. Oh, hey, it finally loaded. The goon rush might be over. One thing I've been talking about is how to get more of our European players involved in leadership at the FC level and going up from there. Something I've been told by several people is that there's a concern like, oh, my English isn't good enough. And a lot of people who have told me this have really great English. They're just a little bit in their own head about it, I would say. So if you're a European player, if you're listening to me now and you are interested in joining leadership level, please don't let that hold you back. Yeah, we want to hear your accent. We enjoy them. We have a lot of Americans in leadership positions, and it's something we're looking to expand on, because there are lots of, we want more EU players and not just Dutch people. I am so tired of the Dutch. Please, please give me other Europeans, please. So if you want to join, please get involved. We're looking to get people involved in EU time zone. It's something that we're really concerned about. Obviously, we're not looking for just EU people, but it's something that I have experienced a lot lately is with them and that issue. Belgians, I mean, that's okay. We'll take Belgians, I guess. Ratnet, you wanted to talk about MTUs. This is actually kind of important. I didn't realize how much money we're leaving on the table. So Ratnet, go ahead.
Oh, as you guys may or may not know, I am for Ishtar Ratting in Gatehavens. That is me right now. What you might not know is that if you drop an MTU and come back, you know, after you finish crabbing for the day and you scoop all that stuff up, run it to 1DQ1 and reprocess it in the tutorial, you can get like an extra 20-ish mil per site up and down a little bit. And on top of that, if that weren't enough with just the that reprocessed stuff becomes minerals that we need in every kind of production that we're doing. So Noxium, Isogen, etc. You can just sell it on the market. It'll sell. So you should do that. Even if you don't salvage, just picking up the mods and having them reprocess.
Yeah, that's great. 20 million per site is a lot of money to leave behind, and it helps the Alliance by getting those minerals in our hands. So it's really a win-win. So we're encouraging that. Ad Century says, how can you become an FC Zintage? Are you in comms? Can you discuss that? I don't know if we got him here, but the long and short of it is you join Skirmish Commanders. There are groups there that will help you learn how to become an FC. All right, go ahead.
Well, this was kind of going to be in Skirmish Command meeting later, but basically we're starting a new FC mentor program. We find active Skirmish Commanders. We're going to add you to this program. And it's going to give you a lot more access to the other FCs and help you grow and get the skills needed to FC the other doctrines that we have.
So Zintage, say that they're just a member. They don't know anything about, they're not in any groups. How would they go about becoming an FC?
Join Skirmish Command.
And is that hard to do?
No, if someone wants to find the post faster than me.
I think it's already been linked in Elysium there. And so the point is, joining Skirmish Commanders is super easy and is how you get started on being an FC. That is how I got started on being an FC, and that led me to doing this job, so I can't really recommend it, but if you still want to be an FC, that is the way you start it. All right, that is the end of the announcements that I have written down. If you guys got any questions, go ahead and shoot me them now, and I'm ready to field them. Is Havish Dutch? That sounds about right. I don't know who's going to win the AT. I haven't been watching. I haven't had the time to template. Doctrines? New doctrines? Not yet. Be patient, save your SP. Be patient and save your SP. There is a Alliance Tournament promotion CSP is running right now. They give SP on the third day. Log in and get your awards right now and get those. Be patient and run and save your SP. You guys will be happy. Remote rep merms? Maybe. Save your SP. You guys will be happy. First PGL fleet is when he decides to do it. Hurricane fleet? Yeah, that's probably a high possibility there, Danica. Drake fleet? Probably not. I wish, but Drakes are not very good right now. How much can I lift? Not as much as I could in the past. Four plates. How do I join Beehive? Zintage, why don't you answer that question?
First things first, in the war room, I'm actually there now, so I'll grab the link.
I think someone's linked it, yeah.
Join the Beehive. You need to either be a Capital Rorqual or a Super Capital pilot. In that thread, there are the requirements, different requirements for different ships. And once you've joined, just join the Beehive Jabber channel, and you can see the status of the fleet at any time. There's a lot of reading in the home economics threads once you are in those SIGs.
Yeah, Big Billy. You and I are the only college football fans. Now there's three of us, so that is a good thing. All right, any other questions? Do we have any kind of planning going into CSM18 yet? It's a good question. Not as of yet. It's still a ways on the horizon. Secret Santa usually goes up around U.S. Thanksgiving, so in a week. So I expect to see that in a week. All right, any other questions? War for the New Year? Possibly. We'll see. All right. Looks like the questions is dried up. I want to thank you guys for coming. This has been a really spicy fireside. Next week, we've got a spicy one as well. I have an exciting one planned next week. Maybe not as spicy as this one, but it's still going to be real spicy. So I will see you all next week. Thank you for coming. Thanks for tuning in. Let me know if you guys have any problems. You can always PM me. I probably won't answer you. I'm just kidding. But I'm really happy to have you guys here. Have a good week.